Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Vav Omud Beis. And Emet Hashem, we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we'll be finishing off Simen Reish Tzadi Tes. And we are on the second line of the Omud Beis over here, Sif Tes. The Mechaber tells us, in Rotsa Lisod Tekev Lahavdalah, if a person wishes to have a meal right after he says Havdalah, then in this situation, Sarich Li Zoyer Shelo Yovi Lechem Lashulchan Kodem Havdalah. He should be careful not to bring the bread onto the table whereby he is next to it making Havdalah, because in that situation he would have to make technically the bracha on the bread before the bracha on the wine of Havdalah because of the order of the priority of brachos. And since of course he's going to make the bracha Bari Priya Goffin first, he shouldn't bring out the bread at this point in time. Vim Havi, and if in fact he did bring out the bread, it's on the table, they're ready to be eaten as soon as he's done with Havdalah. He has to do just like on Friday night and on Shabbos afternoon when you're making Kiddush before the bread, you have to cover up the bread because technically the bread should come first. So we cover it up. And in this situation on Havdalah, you have to do the same thing. You have to cover up the Malava Malka bread that you have on the table. And then when you make Havdalah, you make the Bar Piyah Goffin before that. Afterwards, you can go and uncover the bread and eat it. Because, as we pointed out, the priority of the brachos is based upon where they're listed in the psukim, and bread comes ahead of wine. And since you're going to make the bracha on both of them, you have to go and cover up the bread if you're not going to make the bread first, because you're going to make the wine ahead of it, which normally would not be the case. So again, this is exactly the same thing. People aren't aware of this. Exactly the same thing that you do by Kiddush on Friday night and by Kiddush at lunch, where you make the bracha first, the Bar Priya Goffin, and then the bread. You have to cover up the bread. So too by Havdalah. If you're going to have Malava Malka right afterwards, it's in the same room. When you're making the Bar Priya Goffin on the Havdalah, you must cover up the bread that you're going to be eating afterwards. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Lamed, Avalim Eino Soe Tekef Ein Tzorech Lachazosa. But if you're not planning on eating, it just happens to be on the table, so then you're not required to cover it up. Because we have a rule that you're only required to go to Kedima and the Brachos if you can eat all of them. If a person has bread on the table, but he's not interested in having bread right now, he wants to have an apple, so you don't have to cover up the bread because you're eating the apple, because you have no intention of eating the bread right now. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Shayach Kedim, that's not a case of priority, one versus the other. You're only eating one. So it's only if you're going to eat both that you have these orders of priority. Sivkat Lamed Aleph, Tzarech Lachdimo, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Af Debechan Ein Lachdimo. Even here, though, you cannot eat the bread first because you're not allowed to eat it before you make Havdalah. Also, Lechol Kodem Havdalah. Nevertheless, we call Malkum, Kivan Sheba Alma Hadin Nosin Lachdimo. Since under normal circumstances, you have to have the bread before you have the wine, Vim Kain have a Bizui Le Pas Shiachdimo Dover Acher. Therefore, it's considered a little bit of a Bizoyim for the Pas that it doesn't go first. Lachain Yesh Lachaso. So that's why you cover it up. And again, this is exactly the same thing as on Friday night or Shabbos lunch Kiddush. Now we go to Sif Yod. The Mechaber writes, Also lasso shum melacha kodem shi'avdol. A person shouldn't do any melacha before he makes Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Lamed Beis, Vafilu chafotzim asur midiri sofrim. He brings down the name of the El Yerabah. This is even things that are also midir Rabbanon. One still should not do them before he makes Havdalah. Sivkat Lamed Gimel, Hainu afilu mishetachshach. This is even if it's after Shabbos is over, so to say. It's already dark. Kivin shlo hivdil adayin, since you have not yet made Havdalah, there is still a little bit of Shabbos, so to say, extant. Chol b'miktsas kedusha Shabbos olav. Some of the kedusha of Shabbos is still upon you. V'asru chazal b'mlocha. And the rabbis forbade you to do any melocha before you make Havdalah. Dishavu number 33 brings down, in regards to Matzah Yontif, since you are allowed to cook on Yontif, he said that you would be allowed to go and cook as well, Matzah Yontif, even before you made Havdalah, because it's impossible to think that something which is mutar on Yontif should not be Osir after Yontif is over. Now go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'im hivdu batvila, if you said atachon antonu in the Shmon Esrei, then mutar, afal pisha dayin lo hivdu lakos, then you are allowed to do melacha, even though you haven't yet made Havdalah lakos, because technically you have made Havdalah, Shabbos is technically over for you. Granted, you're not allowed to eat, you still have to go make Havdalah first, but melacha, from a melacha point of view, you are allowed to do melacha. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im tzarech lasos melacha, kodem shivdu batvila, if for whatever the reason you have to go and do some sort of a melacha before you actually daven ma'ariv, it is after the zman for Shabbos being over, so you technically could make Havdalah and do melacha, but you haven't yet done either one, so what should you do in this situation? Omer, the person should say, Hamavdil, and the Ramah adds, Bein hakodesh uvein achol, below bracha, without saying the shame of Hashem or Malchus, v'osem melacha, and then you are allowed to do melacha. Again, it's after Shabbos technically is over, so this is your Havdalah to a certain extent to allow you to do malacha. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Katan Lamed Dalid. Belavush Isa, the Lavush brings down. Omer, you should say Baruch Hamabdo Ben Hakodesh Uven Achol. You should say the word Baruch as well, but you don't say it with Shemu Malchus, of course. And therefore it's not called the bracha. He didn't say the shame of Hashem, Melech Olam, and therefore it's not considered a full bracha, but yet it does accomplish to allow you to do work. How come such a simple statement allows you to do malacha? Because this does accomplish that you are now distinguished between when it was Shabbos and when it is now Chol, that you can do malacha. The issue number 34 brings down that just saying to somebody Shavua Tov or a Gut Vach, so if Nissen Karl Shlita says that's not enough, because that doesn't mention Shabbos at all, it just says have a good week, and you need to be distinguishing between Shabbos and weekday, between HaKodesh Uvein HaChol. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hei says, Ein Tzarich Lomar Kol HaLashon Shel Avdolah. If you just say this language of Baruch Hamavdi Bein HaKodesh Uvein HaChol, that's enough. You don't have to say the rest of the Nusach of Avdolah. When we call Makom, however, he brings down, L'inyan Achila, before you can eat, Lo Mahani. It's not enough to say Baruch Hamavdi Bein Kodesh Uvein HaChol. Achi Avdol Havdolah Gemur Ala Kos. You have to make a full Havdolah on the Kos. Began Betvila. As well as, ideally, you should make it in the Shemona Esrei as well, in Atachon Antonu. Deir Shu, footnote number 35, brings down, in the name of the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, She'en kavonas ha-mishnah berurah she'avdolah she'vetvila ma'keves melecho. It doesn't mean to suggest over here that we said you have to make atachon antanu in the havdolah in Ma'ariv. That means if you didn't do that, you can't eat. No. Ela kavonaso she'avdolah lakos ma'keves ha-sachilo. Without making havdolah on a cup, you can't eat. Afilu imhivdil betvila, even though you made havdolah in the Shemoneh Esrei atachon antanu. V'lo rak im omar baruch hamavdil bavad. And certainly if you didn't say anything other than baruch hamavdil, you certainly can't eat. In the Shaar Tzion, Os Mem Vav, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, Im lo shispalel v'shochach lahavdil d'oz dai b'kos levad. He again points us out that the Havdalah that you say during the davening, atuchon antanu, that is not ma'akiv. And if you didn't say that, but you made Havdalah l'kos, then you certainly are allowed to eat, and that does constitute the end of Shabbos. That is a full Havdalah. Sivkot Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubi Yontif Shechol B'Motzi Shabbos, when Yontif is on Sunday, so Motzi Shabbos going into Sunday is Yontif, V'Rotz Lassos Melechas Ocho Nefesh, and you want to start doing things like cooking, etc. for Yontif, V'lo Hivdil Adayim B'Tvila, and you haven't yet made Havdalah in the Tvila. Again, it's after Shabbos is technically over, so you would be allowed to cook, but you have to make some sort of a Havdalah. Omer, you should in that situation say, Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeKodesh. You don't say Bein Kodesh LeChol because Chol is incorrect over here. It's Yontif. So you say the Nusach like you do in the actual Havdalah Bein Kodesh LeKodesh. And again, you say it over here below Shemu Malchus. So for example, if the woman is at home, that's usually the case, and she wants to start cooking on Saturday night, which is of course Yontif, as we just said, we're talking about Yontif being on Sunday, so Saturday night you're having the first Yontif meal. So in this situation, she would just say Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeKodesh and Umotu B'Melacha. She would be allowed to do all the melachos that she wasn't allowed to do on Shabbos, such as cooking Ochol Nefesh. However, Avolinyan Ti'ima, but in terms of eating anything, also Afilu Hivdil B'Tvila, then even if you made the Vato Dienu in the Shemoneh Esrei, Shinema Vato Dienu, Achi Kaddish Kedin. You can't eat until you make the full Kiddush Havdalah over here, the Yak Nahaz that we're all familiar with. Then the Ramah says, Hagot, V'chei Noshim She'enem Adilim B'Tfilah, women who normally don't daven Ma'ariv, this is the custom, as we pointed out, and can see again here in Deir Shu footnote number 36, that women didn't accept upon themselves the Rishus of saying Ma'ariv. Men have, and therefore for men it's an obligation, but women never accepted upon themselves this davening of Ma'ariv, and therefore women don't usually daven Ma'ariv, they're certainly not Mechuyavos to daven Ma'ariv, and therefore they're not going to say Atachon Antanu or Vatodienu, for example, in the Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei, Yesh Lamdam, a husband should teach his wife, we should teach the women, Shiyomu Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeChol, if it's on a regular Saturday night and they want to do Malacha, so they still can't eat till the year of Havdalah, but they're allowed to do Malacha, so they should be taught to say, Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeChol, Kodim Shiyasu Malacha, before they do any Malacha, and this is the Lashon of the Kobo. I point out over here, the Ramah says the Lashon is Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeChol. Before we said, the Ramah said the Lashon was Bein HaKodesh Uvein HaChol. I'm not sure what the actual distinction is. I think in the vernacular, most people say Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeChol, just like the second version of the Ramah over here. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Zayin explains, Hainu, Sheruban lo nagu l'spalu b'matzi Shabbos, that most women have the custom that they don't daven Ma'ariv. They never accepted upon themselves, as we just said, to daven Ma'ariv. The Ramah continues and he writes, B'yesh omen d'choze b'malacha gemura kegon kosev yorek. That which we just said over here in the Mechaber, person doesn't do any melacha until he makes Havdalah. So the Ramah now brings down this Yesh Omrim that says that maybe this is only talking about an absolute real melacha, what we call a melacha gemura, for example, like writing or like weaving, kosei ve'orek. However, Aval Hadlokas Haner, a lower level melacha like lighting a candle, which doesn't involve a lot of tircha, doesn't involve a lot of effort, but Alma, just doing that alone, lighting a candle. Oh, for example, Hotsuami Rishus L'Rishus, carrying something from inside your house to outside your house, or vice versa, which is not a very difficult tircha type activity, Ain Sarech L'Zeh. Then this din doesn't apply, and a person would be allowed to do this before saying anything, including Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'Chol, and certainly a full Havdalah. This is brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And the Mishbur explains in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, the reasoning is, Hatam, Kibin de Midaraisa below Havdalah Mut Melacha. Technically, once Shabbos is over, you're allowed to do Melacha. And it's only the rabbis who said that you shouldn't do any Melacha before you make Havdalah. Rak Takonis Chachamim Hu, Shetzorach Lahavdu Mikodim, the rabbis instituted this decree over here. Therefore, Hekelu bin Melacha Shein Batorach. Therefore, the rabbis never instituted it, according to the Reni Yeruchim over here, for a situation where it's not a lot of tircha, not a lot of effort to do this Melacha. Now back to the Ramah. The Ramah now says, "Umizen is pashet haminog." As a result of this kula that the Rabbeinu Yerucham brought down, that you can do various types of melacha, albeit not melachos gemura, even without saying Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol. So he says this now has caused the minog to be lahakel shemadlikim neros miyad sha'amru hakal barchu. That in shuls they didn't have electrical lights on all the time like we do. So somebody would have to turn on the lights. So people would, after they said barchu, so they, quote, they're no longer in Shabbos anymore, they would turn on lights because this is a malacha that's not considered a malacha gemura. It's a light malacha. As we just said, according to the Rabbeinu Yerucham, it would be permissible. So as soon as they said barchu, so they would go turn on the lights. However, but the Ramah says he prefers the first opinion that you shouldn't do any melacha, even these easy melachos, before you say Baruch Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Tes explains, Aina the Mogen Avram Shemafakit Bod Al Minigzeh. The Mogen Avram was not in favor of this leniency that's brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Chaim Beis Yosef, he brings down, the Minayin Lanu L'chalik Ben Melach Melacha. Where did he get this idea that you can distinguish between what he calls a melacha gemura, kosei v'yoreg, versus a lighter melacha like lighting a candle or carrying? And in Dishavu number 37, he brings down, there is a svara to suggest that there's a difference, and this is brought down by the Griz on the Rambam, who writes, She'ein Yisra Melacha Nimshach Meisuri Shabbos, Ela Mikavod Havdolahu, Shalo Yasa Melacha Lefanel. The whole idea of here, not doing a Melacha, is not because of an Yisra Shabbos. Shabbos is technically over, and as we pointed out, you don't need to make Havdolah for Shabbos to be over. However, it's a covet for Havdalah not to do a malacha in front of it, and therefore it's only nasara, it's only forbidden malacha gemura, something that's obvious and visible, so to say, it's recognizable that he's doing a malacha. As opposed to turning on a light, that's not really a deep malacha over here that would be a problem. That's the svar, at least, that Rabbeinu Yerucham. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, and even Megam Rabbeinu Yerucham, Efshel Shlo Kivein Lahakel Bazeh Rak Achash Shehivdu Betvila. One could suggest that the Rabbeinu Yerucham, who said that you can do malacha, a light malacha, before you make Havdalah al Hakos, he's saying really after you said Atachon Antonu in the Shemona Esrei. And therefore, Valkin Mesik, the Yesh Lidrosh Barabim, Shiyumadu Binoseim, Loma Hamavdi Mikosh Lachol, Kodim Shasu Shum Malacha. And that's why he says it's more preferable that one should teach the women, especially, because this usually applies to them, that before they do Malacha, Matzi Shabbos, the husbands aren't coming home from Shul yet, and they want to do Malacha, whatever the Malacha is, so they should be taught to say, Baruch Hamavdi Ben Kodesh Lachol, before they do any Malacha. Umikoshikin, Olsen Shib Mavaros, Eitzin Va'esh, Umacham Mosmaim. And certainly, if it's a Malacha Gemura, for example, that they're going and burning wood, or they're stirring the fire, or they're heating up water. The heavy melacha sheyesh b'torach. This is even according to the Rabbeinu Yerucham a melacha gemura that involves a lot of work. Ulukuli amu aser. Certainly, you can't do this before you make some sort of havdalah. The king kasu shari achronim, and this is in fact the opinion of many of the other achronim. And if you look in the Chavetz Chaim Sharet Zion Os Nunalef, he brings us down the name Tosefa Shabbos and Chayodim. He brings down the Derech HaChayim Machmer Od Yosef Bezeh, and the Derech HaChayim is even more Machmer. The Af Le'achar Shehivdu B'Tfila. He says even after you said Atachon Antanu in the Shemun Esrei, Ein Mutter Rak L'Hadlik Haner Uchedomet. Even after you said Atachon Antanu, you can only do Malacha like lighting a candle, Lo Malacha Sheish B'Torach, and not a Malacha that has a lot of activity to it, a difficulty to it. Even though he says Hataz Mitzadi L'Hokel Ki Yeshomrim, even though the Taz is Mekel over here, Ladina Ein Lismoch Hazeh. One should not rely upon this. And the bottom line is, one should really not do any Malacha unless he said Baruch Hamavdi Bikosh L'chol, certainly, and preferably one shouldn't do major malachos until one says Havdalah al-Hakos, unless there are extenuating circumstances. This would give the heter, for example, for a person to drive home from shul even before he's made havdalah. And certainly that gives you permission to go and light the havdalah candle or to turn on a light in the house or things like that that you need to do that are malachos that don't require a lot of tircha. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Zayin, brings down that the Elyu Rabba says in the name of the Piskei Tosos, Shiyomar Kol HaNusach Shel HaKiddush. Ach shelo yomar shem umachos. He says it's not enough to say baruch hamavda ben kodesh l'chol, but you really should say the entire nusach without shem umachos. However, the Tosef Shabbos, the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, the Graz, they all say that you don't have to do this, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim concludes al kein in lahachmir. We're satisfied just saying hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol or baruch hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. Then the Ramah said avol ha'iko kesar rishona. We paskin like the more machmir earlier opinion that we brought down, and in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Mem, he writes, "O bal nefesh yaseh kemoshe kosa b'darchei Moshe b'shem Arzaruah," and this is in fact the way one should conduct oneself, as brought down over there in the Darchei Moshe, in the name of the Arzaruah, and also in the Zohar, Parshas Bamidbar, shalod lahadlik ner ad acher seder kedusha. That certainly one should not light candles in the shul or do anything in the shul until after you said kadosh, 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 the seder kedusha that we say right after the chatzi kaddish, after we finish Shmoneh Esrei, v'hi Noam. However, the Mishnah continues and he says, "Avol chazan haknesses mutar lahadlik ner achar shehivdil betfila." But the chazan, if they need to, can light a candle after he set out the chonatan and finishes the Shmoneh Esrei, or at least Omar baruch hamavdi min kodesh l'chol, so that the chazan can see what he's doubting from. Mishum kovar atzibor sheyoshim b'choshek, because they're otherwise sitting in the dark. It's not like we have today electrical lights, baruch Hashem, on timers, and everything is all set for us. They used to literally not have a candle lit because they wouldn't stay lit all Shabbos, so therefore they'd have to light something as soon as Shabbos was ois, and the chazan, the gabbai in the shul, would say baruch hamad b'kosh l'chol and light it. V'tiltul aner shari l'kul yama, and he brings that from the Morgan of Rum that certainly moving this candle once it's lit, then anybody can do. And to bring wine for Yontif Sheni after it's already dark, and you haven't yet davened, and you haven't yet made Kiddush yet, so you are allowed to do this. There's no malacha over here. It only is preparing from one day to the other. And since it's really the second day of Yontif, that's not really called preparation, it's permissible. He brings down from the Ma'aril, he would go and fold his talis b'chol Matzi Shabbos, immediately after Shabbos was over, and Matzi Shabbos, k'dei l'sasek b'mitzvah v'yad, in order to start the week off, so to say, very properly doing a mitzvah of folding up the talis. There are those that don't fold the talis on Shabbos because it's potentially a form of kibbutz, of laundering, because you're folding it exactly along the lines, and that is prohibited, possibly midrabbanan, and therefore he would fold the talis immediately after Shabbos. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, "V'yesh omrim lidlos mayim b'chol Matzi Shabbos." There's a custom to go and draw water from the wells on Matzi Shabbos. Ki be'eros shel Miriam sovev kol Matzi Shabbos kol be'eros, because there's this mystical idea of the be'eros shel Miriam, which of course was the bountiful water that we had during the midbar, and that be'eros shel Miriam is extant even today, and it's somehow present and around all the wells on Matzi Shabbos. U'misha b'gabo, and someone should be fortunate enough to come into contact with it, v'yesh t'mimenu, and with the drink from this waters, yisrape mechol tachluav, would be healed from any illnesses that they have. Wrote that in the Kobo. Again, this is the Torah's Hanisto. We don't understand this, but certainly this was what the Ramah brings down over here. V'lo risi l'minogzat, but the Ramah says, I haven't seen people actually do this. And he says, Ayin l'el simin reish samach gimu, misha mosif mechol ala kodesh, imuta lo ma le'acher, shivdu lasos lo melocha. And if somebody's going to extend Shabbos, is he or is he not permitted to go and ask somebody else to do melocha for him? So go look there in simin reish samach gimu, which we've already learned. And if you look over there in Sif Yud Zayin, he brings down from the Mechaber, Shemisha Kibbal Lo Shabbos, Kodim Shechashecha. If somebody accepted upon themselves Shabbos and it's still light time outside, Mutu Lomar Yisrael Chaveru Lasos Lo Melocha. You can go and ask a person to do Melocha for you. That was a whole separate sugya over there, Ayin Shom in Sif Yud Zayin, with the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah over there. That concludes today's Shir and Simon Reish Tzadi Tess.